This is Meredith Eisenberg with SoloBizHacker.com. And today we are here with another installment of our email marketing challenge. And today we are going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is repurposing and recycling your emails. I believe in getting the maximum amount of mileage out of everything you do. And it's fairly easy to take your emails and repurpose them and reuse them. As much as, you know, we would love to think that our subscribers open every single email we send and they read every single word of every single email and commit them to memory and do whatever we tell them to do, that's really not what is happening here. I wish it were. I would be so rich by now. It would be awesome. You know, a good percentage of them will see what you have to say if you do your job right, but really everyone is not reading all of your emails all the time. And so add to that fact that there are plenty of people out there who really are interested in what you have to say, but they aren't even on your list. And so it becomes really obvious that you can really increase your reach by repurposing and reusing the content in your emails. So take what you've written and spread it far and wide. Try to get it in front of as many eyeballs as possible. And you can do this in several different ways. And so this might be something that you haven't considered doing, but really it's worth it because not only are you increasing your reach, you'll be able to expose the same people to your message multiple times. Sometimes it goes up every time I look up this stat, I swear it goes up. But you know, it takes 7, 11, 22 times of seeing a message before it actually sinks in because people are fire hosed constantly with tons and tons of information. So the more times you can repeat the same thing, the more likely it is that someone's going to take action on it or that it's going to sink in and they're actually going to learn what you're trying to teach. So it makes sense to repurpose your emails so they can be seen by more people and so they can see them more often. And so one of the easiest things to do is just simply resend the same email a few weeks or a few months later. Just change the subject line, send it off. If it did well and a lot of customers liked the content or the offer, just share it again. That's great. Another option is to add it to your autoresponder series. And this is something that people don't do, but it's really powerful for keeping in touch with your audience without having to remember to email them all the time. And so once a month, go through all the broadcast emails you've sent and see which ones have converted well and have generated a little bit of money for you or have gotten a lot of opens or gotten a lot of replies, and then copy and paste them into an autoresponder sequence. And so you can change the subject line and the content if you want to. But honestly, if it worked pretty well, you know, don't mess with it because people are going to be getting it months later. You can set it up so that when people opt into your different opt-ins, they get added to an autoresponder sequence on that topic. And I've seen people build these out so that people are getting an email from you on that specific topic once a week or every couple of weeks for 6 months to a year. And you never know what sales are going to come from that. And that's automatic money that you don't have to think about once you put it in place. Another way to repurpose your email is to turn it into a blog post. This works really well if you write long emails or if you have some fun, punchy graphics you can work with. Copy and paste, edit as needed, and publish it on your blog. And then, of course, you can send another email out to the readers letting them know about the new blog post that they should check out. So that's like double repurposing there. Another great option is to share the content on social media. You can even outsource it by having your email autoresponder provider just go ahead and post all of your broadcast emails to Facebook or Twitter. I don't actually like to do this automatically because it looks sort of weird because you write emails slightly differently than you write Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn posts. I think you'll end up getting better results by sort of doing it by hand so you can adjust them to fit the right platform. You can pick and choose which emails you want to post and which social media accounts are most appropriate, et cetera. Another way to repurpose your emails is to go ahead and do them as Facebook Lives into your group, or just quickly record a video or an audio about that email. We're kind of doing that a little bit with this email marketing challenge. We are, you know, the content is posted in the coaching class. Of course, there are more questions added to that and more feedback, but we're using the same emails for both, the same basic content. And so we're sort of creating once and creating two things from our one effort. So that is a great way to get more mileage out of what you do. And of course, if you need more help with this, check out our coaching course so we can give you one-on-one direct feedback. You can learn more about that at solobizhacker.com/listgrow. And I will see you back here tomorrow, and we will learn more about email marketing.